Our next item is Dean Sherman, conditional use number 1531, additional time on Route 5.
This is a request for additional time to complete a borrow pit. The conditional use was approved April 20th of 2004. Condition of approval, number one, stated that the excavation and operation of a borrow pit, the borrow pit shall be complete or shall be limited to 24 months. If necessary, the applicant shall be allowed a reasonable amount of additional time to complete reclamation activities subject to the approval of the director. September 30th of last year, Mr. Sherman requested an extension. Lawrence wrote a letter granting him an extension till April 20th of this year. I provided each of you a copy of Mr. Sherman's letter, some photographs of the site. Lawrence felt he's already granted the one-time extension. He kind of felt maybe the commission should consider the next one.
If I recall on this one, I think this is the one where
he's building a new house.
He's building a new house, and these were ponds that were aesthetic, but because he was hauling dirt off-site, he needed a conditional use. It was sort of a almost like an accidental conditional use, I think. Probably not the right word, but it was the effect.
Yeah, that's just the way it's written. You can't dispose of your own material off-site. You have to.
Right.
If he was doing a development, he could have hauled it off.
Yeah.
And Mr. Abbott and I, Mr. Chairman, had an opportunity to discuss this as well, and it appears from at least some of the information I was reading that this condition, original condition of the 24 months, came from county council. So I'm wondering if that should go back to them.
Well, that's
true.
That's what we've done before. If it did in fact originate with council and not us, it's really not our condition to affirm or deny. Really, that's one they would have
council
to do.
Conditions of time.
I think so.
Yeah, with conditional uses, we may have conditions, then they will have conditions, and sometimes they're different. Or more of them, they have more conditions than we do. They usually add to when we
from
do.
The council. Yeah, I don't. The commission wouldn't have that Lawrence could grant additional.
I can get checked. Everybody said. Everybody.
Did that. I'm gonna check them.
Mr. Abbott's gonna check the minutes real quick.
See if it's originated here or there.
Okay.
I may have misinterpreted Lawrence's letter too.
It said expression of the director. I don't remember us ever.
We wouldn't normally do that.
Yeah.
Bring it back
that's
up.
Something they would do.
Well, we gotta wait till Shane gets back anyway, because he's gotta read the next one. Because the way Mr. Lank's letter review indicates is that council was the one that put that condition on there.
Right.
I love it.
I agree. So
superimposed. But usually have.
Good work, signature now.
That condition came from the council because the commission originally limited the operation to 12 months. Council gave 24 months and Lawrence approving time extensions.
Well, is it our, is our place to deny it or just to kick it back to council? I mean, what's our, what are our choices there, Counselor?
I think on that one, just to not take any action and recommend that it be put on council's agenda.
Can we do that by consensus or we need a motion?
You might as well have a motion to do it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Dean Sherman, conditional use number 1531, additional time on Route 1, my motion is that this matter be referred to the county council as the condition in question originated with the council.
Second.
Any discussion?
Are you on?
No, I started to say second. I think he said that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to refer conditional use number 1531, additional time on Route 5, Dean Sherman, to county council for action since the original condition was put on by the council. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Angola Estates.